Gently close the eyes. Beautiful Saturday morning. You all are here with intention to find inner peace, think to yourself, I'm going to meditate. This meditation helps me to keep my mind focused, balanced and joyful. Now please bring some loving thoughts to your mind. Think to yourself, may I be well, may I be happy, may I be peaceful. Now send your loving thoughts towards your family. May all of my family members be well, be happy, be peaceful. Think of them individually by names. Quickly you can bring them to your mind, their smiling faces. Now send your loving thoughts towards whole world. May all living beings be well, be happy, be peaceful. Now slowly turn your attention to your breath. Focus on your natural, ordinary breath. Every breath you take in, you take out, is taken mindfully. If you are distracted, bring your attention back to the breath. Now observe your mind, observe your body. Your body is relaxed, your mind is calm, tranquil, and peaceful. Make a strong determination to practice meditation every day, regularly, with diligence and patience. understand how important this meditation practice. Keep yourself well, happy, peaceful and balanced. May peace be with you. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. Thank you very much. Please open your eyes. Okay, let's do our chanting. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Anicca vata saṅkhārā uppādavaya dhammino uppajjitvā nirujjanti tesaṃ upasamo. Sabbe santā avērā hontu. Sabbe santā abhyāpajjā hontu. Sabbe santā anīgā hontu. Sabbe santā sukhī attānaṃ parihārantu. Mano pubbhangama dhamma, mano setta manoma, manasache bhāsati vā karoti vā. Tato naṃ dukkha manveti chakkhaṃ vavahato. Mano pubbhangama dhamma, mano setta manomaya. Manasa ce pasannena bhāsati vā karoti vā. Tato naṃ sukha manveti chāyāva anapāyini. We believe. My wish. Good morning, everybody. Okay, so think about a baby, like maybe 8 months old. We love those little babies, right? When the babies bring to bless, they are sweet, they are calm. Sometimes they are crying. That's a baby, anyway. And so everybody likes babies. Most of everybody, right? Sometimes some people I heard they don't. But when we see a baby, we always thinking, oh, it's so cute and sweet and gentle. So you ever experience when you see a baby, when we have a baby, like 8, 9 months old, early morning, wake up and crying, Mommy, I want to go to the temple and meditate. You know, you heard that? Babies are crying, I want to go to the temple and meditate. Why is that? Why babies not asking, I want to go to meditate? They don't know how, and they are not that much distracted like adults. They cry when they need food and milk or fed, then they are sleeping and talking to the angels. They are happy. How about us? Sometimes when we are sleeping, we cannot sleep well. We are worrying about things, worrying about tomorrow, worrying about our children, worrying about the work, worrying about the business. Sometimes I worrying about the temple, right? Even me, right? So we all worrying, then we have to meditate. There is no options for us. If you really want to have a joyful, balanced, peaceful life, we have to meditate. I want to meditate. That's very important. So, I was thinking, people like happiness or contentment or inner peace. Sounds wonderful. Everybody likes that. But I think more than happiness and contentment or inner joy, people love suffering. People love suffering. I have experienced that in my whole life. Now, over 40 years being a monk, I can see how much people love suffering. Why people love suffering? Yeah, exactly. They are so conditioned, they are so used to it. I can see they are really enjoying suffering. Why they are enjoying suffering, that's the only thing they know. If they see other side of that, then they want to continue inner peace part. So my point today, so then they are looking for inner peace when they see pain and suffering and your emotions are not balanced, you are always worrying, then they are thinking you Google or something like that, or you find Blue Lotus Temple. Right? So then, oh, there's a temple. I'm very excited. I cannot believe, middle of nowhere, this is farmland, this community, there's a temple. Oh my God. And I cannot believe it. There are so many temples in Chicagoland, but there's a temple. Now they are coming to the temple. Why you come to the temple? Meditate, right? It's very interesting to me. Even people come to the temple to meditate, they are creating suffering. I have seen it my 23 years of life here in this building. Even people come to the temple to meditate and find peace, still they are creating suffering inside this building. I am going to tell you a story. Okay? The person, like a week ago, called me and said, I don't want to meet you at the temple, regular. I want to meet you somewhere. Okay, we met in a Starbucks. Okay, so that's a normal meeting place, right? Starbucks. So, I know this person long years. He's a good person as a human being. So then he was telling me a story. Then he said, Bhante, I am giving you permission to share this story in the Blue Lotus community. But don't tell my name who I am. Now I am asking you all, don't try to figure it out, who is that? That's not important to you. But this story is very important to you. It is a confession. So I had lots of problems in my life. Okay? Bhante, I had lots of problems in my life. Finally, I found you, found the temple. Then I came to the temple for my inner peace. I was so good. I was running around. I'm doing things at the temple and talking to the people, making friends. You know, monks are wonderful. They are talking to me. And I had a really good time here. So now, even I'm always smiling to everybody as a head of the temple, but as a responsibility, not only my practice, I had to take care of everything as under this umbrella. Even I'm 10,000 miles away, still I have to handle certain things at the temple. So being a leader is not easy. So therefore, as a leader, I had to make the decision, I had to say things, I had to do things. So maybe I'm not doing perfect, but I try my best. So according to him, he said, Bhante, I was so mad with you. So almost 2 years, I'm so mad with you. But still I'm coming to the temple. But I'm mad with you. So every day, every time, when I come to the temple, I'm thinking, I hope Bhante Sujata is not there today. That's what I was thinking. Now think about it, right? I was thinking Bhante Sujata, you know, I know he's so close with me, so sweet and everything. He made his own reality in his mind and feeding that story. So I always thinking Bhante Sujata is not there because I used to travel a lot, not these days. I'm here. So, but every time when he comes to the temple, the day he is coming to the temple, I'm standing here. Then I'm smiling to everybody. Sometimes I give the hugs and, you know, I say, I talk and laugh and jokes and, you know, I do my normal routine. Bhante, you know what happened? So then you are there, you are smiling, you are happy, you are peaceful. Then I get more upset. Then I created lots of guilt in my mind. Why? I come to the temple to meditate. Then what happened? I involved with some unnecessary situation at the temple. Every place we have some politics. Right? Even this is a temple, right? Peaceful place. Some people creating issues. Maybe I create issues. So it's, you know, human being. So then I was thinking, I become a part of that issue. That's what I was thinking. I jump into the situation, I create the story. Then I'm keep involving, keep creating, then I'm talking to the people, then we meet in a Starbucks or somewhere, somebody's house, and talking about it. And, you know, we made a really couple of people, we made the big story in my mind. I'm in pain, I'm in suffering, I'm mad with you. Why I'm mad with you? Because I felt you didn't make a right decision in that situation. I'm not going to talk about that situation. In that situation, I felt you didn't make the right decision. So then I made my own assumption. I created my story. I was suffering, I was pain, I was mad, but still I'm coming to the temple. So my wish, I don't want to see you. Very rarely is happening. I love this story though. So then he said, when I see you, I get upset, I get angry. But every time when I walk into the building, if I see you here, you are smiling, you say, hi, how are you? And you give me a hug. Then I felt so much guilt inside me. Why am I mad with this man? Why am I mad with this man? But he's okay. He's smiling to me. He's giving me a hug. So then he doesn't know how to handle this pain so long, carrying, and finally he couldn't handle it. He wants to talk. He wants to put the story out. That's why he called me and said, can we meet in the Starbucks? Then we met. Okay? Now he's telling me, Bhante, every time when I come to the temple, I was upset when I see you because of my own story. Did you know I am upset and mad with you? Do you know that? Then I smile. I said, sure, I know. I really know you're mad with me because whatever you talk to other people, those people come and talk to me. So then he asked me, it's very interesting. I thought you don't know. I said, how come I cannot say no? Because there are hundreds of people coming here. They are concerned. Some people think I'm wrong. Some people think I'm right. And, you know, everybody talking. I hear those things. So I was mad. You are so loving. You are so kind. And responding to me very positively. Then I was thinking, he doesn't know. That's why he's treating me like this. But it is so amazing to me, even you know the whole story, even you know you are mad, you know, I am mad with you, still you are treating me so nicely. How come you do that? Then I said, I am not jumping into somebody's garbage bin. I said, you know, my nature, I'm not jumping to my neighbor's garbage bin. I know garbage smells so bad. Therefore, when I see, you know, garbage outside the neighbor's garbage, there's a garbage. I get into the garbage bin, close the lid. Oh, so wonderful. Do I do that? Do we do that? No, if you recognize there's a garbage bin, what we do? Keep it close or hide it, let them to take care of it. You know, there's a group of people handle the garbage. And same time, I said, but I never hate garbage. I never hate garbage. Why? Garbage turned into compost. So therefore, one day, we can use it. So that's how I was thinking about it too. You have garbage. Now, I don't want to be a part of your garbage, but I was aware about it, not to touch the garbage, not jump into that garbage bin. I took care of myself. Then I was telling him, one day, truth will come out. Then he asked me, why that time you didn't address about it? Then I said, as a practitioner, as a monk, as a responsible person, I know the time to talk, I know the place to talk, I know the real good situation to talk. Then I said, time heals things. So therefore, there is no any life-threatening experience for anybody. I can wait. That's what we call patience. Then I said, now you are mad. Then I asked him, I ever asked you to come to this temple? I was looking for you and walk into your house and say, oh, my dear friend, please come to the temple. Did I ever ask you to come to the temple? He said, no. Who came to the temple then? You decided to come to the temple, which is wonderful. I appreciate that. Then after you come to the temple, I ever ask you to get involved with the politics? No, right? Then who did that? You did that. Then I ever ask you to get mad with me? No. So you did that. So that means who is responsible for this situation? You are the one responsible. So what I did, no matter who you are, no matter you are mad with me or angry with me or disappointed with me, I treat you same way the day, first day I saw you, the way I treat you first day. Even I know you are mad with me, I treated you well. Then he was asking, are you acting in front of me? I said, I'm a good actor. I can if I want to, but I didn't. I was thinking, that's his problem, it is not mine. So therefore, I kept my practice. Recently, one of my good friend, monk, who passed away. He's very young. Very young means his 40s. The story he shared, you know, that story came out after he passed. You know, that's what people talk about, you know, human being after they die. During the time, they don't talk about it. So it's unfortunate. So this monk, he was in a village temple. There was another monk. Even monks get mad too. That's normal because they are human beings too. Other monks is so mad with this young monk. He wants to get rid of him from the temple. What he did, other monk said, there is another man coming to the temple. Then they are two, you know, good friends. Then that monk said, I don't like him. We have to push him out from this temple. He influenced that other guy to do something for this monk. So what this guy did, he's a little cuckoo. And so that young monk who passed away recently, he's walking in the street in the middle of the forest. He was hiding in the forest and to do something for this monk. What he did, this is a real story. Then he was grab a coconut. In Sri Lanka we have coconut, right? He was hiding behind the bush. That monk is walking by, he throw the coconut at this monk from his back. It's a big hit. You know, think about somebody hit from a coconut. One day my sister did it for me. when we are young, she throw at me a coconut, and so it's very, you know, cute. And so this man hit a coconut for this monk. You know what happened? This monk never turned his head and looking at the, you know, the person and who hit the coconut. He was keep walking. I know he's in pain, but he's keep walking. So what happened? After a few years later, the man who hit him, he has lots of guilt. The story I was sharing with you today. He going through lots of guilt. So this man who hit the coconut, he has lots of guilt. You know, this monk is so wonderful. Why I hit him in the coconut? Listen to other guy. So then this man came to the temple and talking to the monk and said, I want to apologize. because I was with you, I am the one hit you using a coconut. Are you mad with me? Then monk said, no, I don't know who hit it, me. So that day when I hit you in a coconut, you know, using a coconut, why didn't you turn your head and looking at me? Then monk said, I don't want to looking at you. Why is that? Then monk said, if I looking at you, rest of my life, I am carrying that story in my head. Now think about it. Rest of my life, I am carrying that story in my head. So after I get hit by you, only thing I had to handle, my physical pain. So therefore I didn't turn my head and looking at you. I can handle my pain. If by looking at you and who is the person, I have to handle this pain rest of my life. So therefore that's why I didn't turn my head and looking at you. So now think about these kind of story, how powerful they are. So what I am telling you, when you come to the temple or whatever purpose, there is a purpose you are coming to the temple, please take care of that purpose. Don't involve. Involve with your own thing, whatever you can do for the temple, do for the community. That's the only thing you have to involve. Other things, not the big deal. Do you have enough problem to handle in-house? You have enough? Your household life? Maybe you don't have, right? You don't have problems? If you don't have problems, I can give you 10 of them. I know you have enough. Therefore, when you come to the temple, don't get more problems into your life. Now think about this man suffer from this story 2 years, actually more than 2 years. Then after I explain everything, then he realized I created everything by myself. Then I was mad with you and I was taking the sides. I was thinking you are wrong, I am right. Then I asked, you know, what you did for that situation? Nothing. I just listened to other people, then I made the story in my head, then I suffered. How wonderful this story. Now, do you think coming to the temple, sitting on the cushion and practicing meditation is very important? I was thinking after that story, is it important? Yes, it is important to you why we are so distracted. We are distracted, therefore important to you. If somebody is less distracted, meditation is sitting on the cushion is important to that person? I don't think so. Why? He or she living her or his life. So my point today, no need to meditate. Actually, no need to meditate if you understand what is the true nature of this reality, this life. Then live your life. Why we want to meditate? We are so distracted. So then we are so distracted coming to the temple to meditate, then what we are doing? Creating more problems. I have seen so many people last 23 years got benefit from this temple, and same time some people didn't receive even a little bit. Sorry to say that. So one person, 20 years, he knows me. But he didn't receive benefit. Still complaining. Still coming to the temple, still complaining. Then I am thinking, that complaining people, always they are my real Buddhas. Why is that? I can handle with him every day. Why? He is a statue. He doesn't give me any troubles. He was sitting and calm and serene and peaceful. We offer flowers and incense. He's so joyful. This Buddha is very happy. All the annoying, difficult problem who is coming to this building, they are the real Buddhas. Why? Because of them, I can see my practice. So therefore, after I hear that story, I felt, how wonderful. I'm so grateful for my practice. I didn't run this place by anger, by hatred, those kind of qualities. I always, guide people to practice loving kindness, more mindfulness, but I'm so happy so many people receive that benefit from this place. Once in a while, there are a couple of people, they become so negative. So I think those negative experiences also, listening to those stories, we are receiving some wisdom too. So what he suggested to me, Bhante, when you are giving a Dharma talk, please use this story. Other people have to hear what I go through. Does it make sense? So, any thoughts? Yes. Actually, yes and no, both. And so, this kind of situation, in the beginning, what we are doing when we come to the temple, we try to figure it out. Okay? We try to figure it out. Then after you figuring out, then you can play your life in the society. Now think about, as a monk, in that situation, I did my practice. I didn't change my mind. I didn't turn into anger. I didn't turn into hatred. But my sitting longer period of time, many years doing whatever I did as a monk, is helped me. If I stay home, and as a lay person, whatever he, I don't want to go to the details, whatever he did, I will kill him. If I was that kind of person. You know what I mean? Don't misunderstand my words. So I'm not going to kill him means, I get really upset. But my practice really helped me to stay calm and grounded because I study. Then I was thinking, what is the purpose wearing this? What is the purpose? I call myself, I'm a Buddhist monk. What is the purpose? I was thinking, I'm practicing more than 40 years now as a monk. I always asking those things. What is the purpose? I was a monastic all my life. What is the purpose? I keep coming to the Blue Lotus if I'm having a negative. So your practice is very important. Then we have less distraction. Use other distraction outside in the society to measure yourself. Check your practice. So then what I did, that man going through that difficult time, I know whole story, but I didn't react. But I treated him nicely and kindly and until he feels it. So way I treat him nicely and kindly, what he realized, I cannot handle it anymore. Why he is treating me nicely and kindly? Problem is in me. That's why he confessed in front of me. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, exactly. And also another good thing he said, it is amazing to me, even you know whole story I am angry, you didn't try to escape from me.
Did he say why he waited 2 years?
Because he was believing he's right. His ego, and why he got the wrong information. Actually, I asked, who told you these things? I heard, some people told me. Then I made my own story in my mind. I said, more our problems, mind-made. Mind-made. I didn't do it. Then why you are mad with me? Then I asked him. Then he said, I was thinking you did it. I said, now who did it then? You did it, not me. I'm the same. I said, even another 10 years if I stay at the temple, I will be the same. So my practice is the same. Does it make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So any other thoughts? Yes.
There's no need to defend myself if there is no self.
Yeah. So exactly. So when you have less ego about, you know, about yourself, your life, why am I trying to act? Why am I trying to act like that? So I don't want to.
It reminds me how important perception is, because recently I was in traffic and in a hurry, and I was trying to turn right, and a bunch of cars ahead of me, the light was green, and I was like, what's going on, turn, yeah. I didn't see that there was an elderly person trying to cross the street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your perception will change, right? So then after that discussion, this man said, what I asked, how do you feel now? Then he said, Bhante, I love you so much. I said, thank you, that's not my problem either. I said, thank you. That's not my problem either. Keep your love. Thank you so much for giving me love. Why is that I said that? You know, 2 years he's handling in front of me with anger. Now 2 years later, he come to me and say, I love you. Maybe one day, again, you are going to say, I hate you. So therefore, both I am accepting the same way. Why? His practice is not my practice. But his practice reflects who I am. Because I always believing all of you in this room, when I'm looking at your face, I see myself in your face. Because you become a mirror to me. I call the mirror practice. Reflection. Every human being I see, they are my reflection. They are part of me. So therefore, I'm not getting angry with them. But it doesn't mean, be careful, I'm a cobra. You know, if you keep playing the game, I know how to hiss. But I don't bite. Okay, I know how to hiss. Be careful with that too. Anything else? Okay. I hope, you know, be careful these kind of things. So what my intention in this place, I want to see peaceful people, more mindful people, more loving people. Even if you have an issue or problems in your life after you come to this building, directly come to me and yell at me, which is totally fine, or tell me the truth. Then we can discuss and we can figure it out. Does it make sense? Otherwise, holding you, building a story, creating your own demons, why you suffer? You have enough. No need to. I'm having fun. Okay, there are some new people today. New.